During the summer months, we've been hearing more about algae blooms in Midwestern lakes. Blue-green algae can produce toxins that make people sick and even kill pets. The only way to know if a bloom is toxic is to test, but not all states are routinely doing so. As Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfaye reports, some private and volunteer efforts are helping fill that gap by doing their own testing.
What's our next point? North Shore?
North Shore.
Awesome.
Student employees from the Lilly Center are headed out on Lake Wawasee in northern Indiana.
Okay, water temperature is 25.7.
They are testing for algal toxins and the conditions that produce them. The Lilly Center has been testing lakes in Kosciuszko County weekly for the last 15 summers. It recently started sharing that information in a newsletter so lake residents and visitors can swim safely. And the residents of Lake Wawasee love their lake, including Cindy Peterson. She takes part in the local conservation group and even offers up her boat to the researchers.
We're going to lose this lake. It's going to become a dead lake if we don't maintain it. And that's what they're doing with all this testing, is how can we make sure that doesn't happen?
But testing doesn't come cheap. The Lilly Center for Lakes and Streams is entirely funded by donors, the pharmaceutical Lilly family being one of them. Much of the funding comes from the well-off residents of Lake Wawasee. Massive homes and expensive boats scatter across the lakefront. Jed Harvey is in charge of the testing program.
Science is kind of tricky because you have to follow the money, know where it's coming from, know to see even what gets done. But we're really blessed around here to be surrounded by a lot of people who really care about the lakes.
Thousands of dollars from these residents went towards designing a buoy that collects essential algae data in real time. Most lakes aren't as lucky. In the Midwest, funding is often limited for state algae testing programs. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management is only able to routinely test 18 lakes where people swim. This doesn't include Lake Wawasee. Kristen Arnold is the chief of the Water Assessment Planning Branch.
We have a very specific goal of protecting public health at those swimming beaches, and that's how we kind of keep this program on a smaller scale.
Many other states in the Midwest only test after a bloom has been reported. In Missouri, Lynn Milberg with the Department of Natural Resources says there isn't enough funding to test regularly.
Our water quality monitoring group, they do not have any dedicated staff to do this. So whenever something comes up, you know, they have to find somebody that's available, squeeze it in between projects.
The Lakes of Missouri volunteer program takes on some of the burden. It's got about 200 volunteers who test 65 lakes across Missouri. Tony Thorpe, the program manager, says that the group started testing for blue-green algae about 7 years ago. And he says the problem isn't going away.
If we listen to the climate science, it seems to indicate that this is only going to get worse. And, you know, water is a scarce resource.
The volunteer program, which is run by the University of Missouri and supported by various state agencies, can't do it all. The group only tests for algal toxins about 8 times a year. Thorpe says he knows there are lakes that need more testing. The situation in Missouri and elsewhere is exactly why Anne Schekinger of the Environmental Working Group argues states and federal government should be doing more.
Any lake that's publicly accessible, that should really be the state or the federal government's job to do the testing, not the people who live on the lake. You know, it's a public resource.
Back in Indiana, Harvey says that the Lilly Center's local testing has been working really well for the lakes in Kosciuszko County. But the impact of climate change on blooms could make it difficult for local groups to keep up.
As blooms like this increase, it may be something where, in many places, the state will be needed to step up.
Because, Harvey says, there are a lot of lakes in Indiana, and the Lilly Center can't get to them all. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eva Tesfaye.